So start off with, I want to say something. I spent a lot of time this last week studying and reading the Word, and I guess that really broke my heart. Because I've read some letters. I won't give any names. You know, I should, but I won't. But there are some great ministries out there that have written some good books that are bestsellers, and they don't understand what's going on in the world. They say Mother Nature has given us a bad year this last year. I mean, we got the fires in California and the storms in Burma and the earthquakes in China and the floods in the Mideast, Midwest, and Mother Nature has not been too good to us this year. I'm going to tell you something. I mean, I did read the entire book of Isaiah this week, and some of it several times, and some in Jeremiah. But, you know, if you really don't understand why you're having the problems you're having, you don't believe this book. Yeah, I realize that what Dave said there a while ago, Jesus did die for our sins. But, you know, the thing we've missed in the church, when he dies for your sins, he expects you to stop sinning. You know, and almost nobody's teaching that. And when you sin, there is a consequence to that sin. Now then, if you're the lost world out there, yeah, he died for the sins of the world, but they haven't accepted him as Lord and Savior. So they're still under the law. And the judgments of God are still out there. And when he killed 80 or 90,000 people in Burma and China and all those places, this is a judgment of God. And when you read the book, this hasn't even began to do. He says it's not going to be long that he's going to kill a third of the population on this earth. You know, now if you think that God allows sickness and suffering, you're on the wrong side of the fence. God does not allow suffering. He brings it. He's the author of it. He makes it. And why does he do that? Because of our sin. Now, if you want to get rid of all this suffering and pain, stop sinning. Amen. Walk holy in his presence, and you won't have to put up with it. You know, he will. I just don't understand us. I just don't understand how that we can read this book and not see this. I just don't see this. You know, so, but anyway, I think how many people in the world today. And I'm going to tell you why there's so many people in the church that continue to sin next week. It's because the man standing here don't tell you there's a consequence to your sin. Amen. And that when God says that he will do something, if you are a Christian and you don't repent of your sins, there's going to be a consequence. Amen. Now, he may be very patient and very merciful. And somebody said, well, you know, the mercy of God is new every morning. Okay, I realize that. And I realize he is merciful and patient. And I realize that you may go for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And he's going to give you time to repent if you're supposedly a Christian. If you don't repent, you're going to pay the consequence somewhere along the line. You will not live out your full life. Now, most of the church don't believe that. And that's why I catch so much flack for what I teach. They don't believe that. They believe, I'm okay. You know, I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, they take verses like Dave read a while ago, and he paid for the sins of all of my sins forever, past, present, and future. So I can just go ahead, and once I get saved, I can live like the devil if I want to, and there's no consequence. But that's not what this Bible teaches. And so there's people all over the United States and all over the world that are Christians, are living in sin, that don't have a clue why they're suffering the consequences they're suffering. And it's because of your stupidity.
Amen.
That's what the problem is. You know, I hate to say it, but we are stupid.
Amen.
You know, I mean, Paul, even he said, he might have said it a little better. He said, I do not want you to be ignorant.
Yeah.
So what's the problem? We are ignorant. You know, we will not read the Word of God. And when we do read it, we don't believe it. So we go right out and do something that's sinful. And then we wonder why we got the problem we got. Well, I have a word today from 1 Peter 3, starting with verse 8, for all Christians. We're going to do everything in the NLT. I have a word for every Christian. 1 Peter 3, 8 through 12 to start out with. 8. Finally, all of you should be of one mind, full of sympathy toward each other, loving one another with tender hearts and humble minds. We should be of one mind, full of sympathy toward each other, loving one another with tender hearts. You know, some of y'all are hard to love. You know it? There's probably days I ain't easy to love. I know my wife tells me that every once in a while. You know, whenever things don't go right around here and I'm not that smiling, happy guy and I don't appear to be the guy on top of the world, everybody thinks I'm, you know, what's wrong with me? Well, there is something wrong with me. You know, there is something wrong with me. I'm a human being. That's what's wrong with me. You know, I got a problem. I'm a spirit man living in a piece of flesh. You know, but unfortunately, you got the same stupid problem. You got the same problem. You live in that same piece of flesh and you do things that, and you sell me things and all kinds of things, and some of the things you tell me don't make me happy. You know, so I want you to know. God said, finally, all of you should. I'm trying. All of you should be of one mind, full of sympathy toward each other, loving one another with tender hearts and humble minds. And you know, we tell each other things that we like, things that we don't like, and it's like, we don't hear it. You know, we don't hear it. It just goes right over our head. And so we go ahead, and when somebody says, I don't like something, and you go ahead and tell them anyway, and they don't like it. And I ain't no different. I'm one of those men. You know? But he tells me what I'm supposed to do. I should be of one mind. I'm trying. Full of sympathy. Cheryl asked me a question this morning while we were still laying there in bed. She asked me about fasting and praying to increase my anointing. I told her, I said, you know, that's very costly. And you know, I think, I'm going to tell you what I told her. If I really believe that it's that close to the end of time, and I believe we're close, I mean very close. You know, there could be a war in the Middle East in the next 30 to 60 days. A nuclear war. So why should I suffer in fasting and praying night and day with God to increase my anointing so I can get your stupid sins healed? Y'all understand where I'm coming from? Why do I do all the suffering? Why do I spend all the time in the Word? You know, why have I got to lock myself up in my office and fast and pray for days and weeks so you can come and visit me and I can tell you what the Word says and I can pray for you and God will heal you? Why? Why don't you do it? Y'all understand where I'm coming from? What's wrong with the rest of us? Is this anointing only for one human being on the earth or is it for a lot of us? It's for all of us. You know why it's not for all of us? Because we're not all willing to pay the price.
That's true. Very true. Amen.
You can pay the same price I paid, and God will hear your prayer just like He does mine. In fact, I think about it. I love these reports that I get, but there was a man that lives out in Odessa, and he's got a daughter, and they're an older couple, and their daughter's, you know, she's a middle-aged woman. He called me the other day. First, he sent me an email. He said, Thurman, my daughter has got tremendous pain. She's been to the doctor, and she's got a hernia. He said, I want you to pray for her. So I picked up the phone and called him. And I said, give me your daughter's phone number. So he did. Give me the daughter's phone number. I called her, and I talked to her. And I told her what she had to do. And I said, if you'll repent of your sins, I'll pray the prayer of faith for you, and the King I serve will heal you. Well, I got another email this week that after we prayed, within a few days, her pain went completely away. And she had no pain, no nothing, no symptoms, no nothing. So she decided to go back to the doctor and let them x-ray her and check and see. And she did. And there's not a sign of her hernia there.
Amen.
Now see, every time I see or hear or something like that, I think, okay, God, maybe it was worth it.
That's good.
You see where I'm coming from, Esther? Maybe it was worth it. But I think what could be done, if we had the time, if just this little group of people in this room would do what I'm going to tell you to do today out of this scripture in 1 Peter. If all of us would be of one mind, all of us would walk in love, and all of us would do what God said, then there's no limit to what God would do for us.
Amen.
But every one of us is going to have to change.
Amen.
Every one of us is going to have to make some dramatic changes. And we're going to have to control some things. Let's go to the next verse, 9 and 10. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate when people say unkind things. You know how hard that is? Ernest, you're a man.
Yes, sir. I've been one a long time.
I walk up to you and I slap you right in the face and say, I don't like you.
Been one a long time.
I mean, you see, you'd have just tore into me, wouldn't you? Yeah, is that right?
No, it's not. I might get angry, but
I mean, when you were a younger man, there ain't no telling what you might have done. You know what I mean? I mean, today you're a man of God. But when you was a young man, ain't no telling what. If somebody come up to you and hit you, walked around the corner, knocked you down, you'd have got back up and been fighting mad. Is that right?
Retaliation, yeah.
Yeah, we would retaliate. You know, I mean, the Lord says, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate when people say unkind things to you. It's hard, isn't it? It's very hard. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. Okay, now this takes a real man. Whenever somebody really does something nasty to you, that really breaks your heart, and you say, I'm going to speak a blessing over you. That finds out what all of us are made out of right there. Don't take long. Now that is what God wants you to do, and He will bless you for it.
Amen.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.